Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Universally focused. Here we are on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, in fact, here as we spiritualize the day in a manner of speaking. I guess the secret to living the life of your dreams is to live them as you have them. I don't mean some of the vivid dreams that you might have, but you know what I'm saying. What do you really want out of your life? Are you living going in that direction? Do you live it? What do you say, ladies? Are you living your dream?
Yeah.
Living the dream.
I try. I live for
Mondays. I'm inspired
for now,
by
mornings.
Phil. Yeah, I mean, Phil, every morning when I say hello to him, how you doing? And his response is, living the dream.
Living the dream.
I don't know. Yeah. What does that mean? Is he really living his dream? Or is he just saying that? I think that if we really live our dream, and you can, it doesn't always just, it's not just about money and opportunity. It's putting your head around the opportunities that you have or taking advantage, making the best of your situation. Maybe that's what it is. So just some food for thought. I see the Air Force has 97% of its active duty service members complying with a vaccine mandate. That's surprising to people. 97%. They have 326,000 active duty service members.
Well, they were told they were going to be dishonorably discharged if they didn't get it.
Dishonorably discharged? I didn't know that.
Meaning they wouldn't be able to get benefits, the VA? It's a hostage situation.
Motivation? So they shouldn't be crowing about this. Is that what you're saying, Jennifer? It's not that big.
I think it's important for our troops to be armed in every way possible, whether it's with a vaccine to prevent the spread of this or, I mean, I don't know. I don't see that there's an issue with this. They have a million other shots that every service person needs to have. People just have made this one political.
Well, and that's the thing. I guess there's always so many shots, so why is this one such an issue to get when nobody has an issue getting the other shots? I'm still pro-choice on shots, but why the issue?
But I think it's for this reason, Jay, because the more, at first we were told that we get the shot because we want to stop the spread. Okay, that didn't work. People with the shot still getting sick. Our mayor in Los Angeles.
But it's not spreading nearly as much with vaccinated people. That is true.
But the point is that vaccinated people are still getting sick. So now the new motivation is that you're not going to die.
Not that many.
I know.
If you get the vaccine. Yeah. But most people are not dying when they get COVID. So there is a problem. Again, it goes back, I think, all with how this is being sold in the messaging. And because I think there was such a push to not consider anything else, like immunity, like people who are still going to get it, but maybe not as bad, because it was an all or nothing proposition and because it wasn't really messaged very honestly at all, I think that's where you have people who do want the right to make a choice early on. There are a lot of parents in California who look to try to get vaccine exemptions on vaccines that are decades old, not just on something that's brand new.
But you don't go into the military looking for a religious exemption for a vaccine. You know when you're signing up for that. You don't have the option of homeschool military.
But is it also the government's job to say, you know, you can serve this country?
Yeah, if you want to work for a government agency,
you can,
But wait
a second. No. I think that the government can say that going in. That's fine for people going in. I have, no qualms.
But this isn't a contract issue, Jen. I know you're making that argument. But
I'm not making an argument about a contract. These are people who have put their lives on the line, who are now being told by the government they don't get to have VA benefits, they don't get to have anything that they were promised if they don't get a vaccine. And that essentially is changing the
They wouldn't
the
get any of those benefits if they didn't take the other vaccines either. If you walk in and go, hey, I've never had a polio vaccine and I'm totally against it, they're going to go, well, you can't join the military then.
But you understand that's the point at the beginning. You're talking about people who have already been serving in the military.
There's not really a legal argument to stand on with that.
Sure it is. It's changing the cop.
It's not like a contract.
If you're told, but it is in a sense. If you join the military,
you're being handed
X, Y, and Z, right? You're being handed VA privileges. You're being handed maybe some government housing. Once you get out of the military, you're eligible to cash in on the benefits of serving the country. Now they're saying, well, even though you've been serving and maybe you watched your friends die in Afghanistan, well, now you have to have this vaccine or you don't get to have the housing or the VA privileges. I don't think that's really fair. I don't think it's fair to our veterans. I don't think it's really fair to anybody who changes the terms because it's something new.
Well, veterans are not the ones who have to get this. This is active members.
But you're talking about people who are using the VA who are also being denied service to the VA if they don't take the vaccine. I mean, this goes on and on.
I'm with Jay and Victoria on this one. I think that the idea of having a shot, if you're in there, you do what they tell you to do, you may not like it. And if you want to get out, you get out. But that's part of the deal. And I don't
agree. I think they have a right to tell you to get the shot if they want. You're in the military. Of course, you're following orders. But the point is, if you choose not to, should you be dishonorably discharged?
Look, if you're over in a place where you get,
this kind of stuff happens all the time, like the people being fired from their jobs that won't be able to get public service, they won't be able to get public assistance if they choose to leave their job.
But
they're not going to be able to get
benefits. That's also the same choice.
Unemployment.
Look, if you're, the stuff with the military, you can be exposed to some sort of horrible nerve gas and you have to take the antidote and they say, well, here you go, you got to take this. Okay, if you don't want to take it, then you get discharged from the military. I mean, that these kinds of situations are constantly evolving when that's what your job is. And there is no one hard and fast contract. Well, in line one, if this happens, then this is what line B is going to say. It's an ever-evolving, and the ground shifts constantly when you're in any branch of the military. So there's no legal argument at all, and that's why there's 97% compliance, because there is no challenge to it.
In terms of the private sector, what'd you say, Jay?
A discharge would make sense in this stance, but a dishonorable discharge doesn't.
No. Tyson Foods, which is being inundated by the Chinese government, has mandated vaccinations for their employees, and 96% of them have gotten the shots. And it's sort of the same thing. You either work here and, you know, you get the benefits and you have a job, or you don't work here because you've chosen not to get a vaccine. It's pretty simple. Frankly, what I'm more concerned about, frankly, at this point,
is the slippage of freedom that you're in.
We aren't free anymore, Jennifer. You can go across the board. I don't like it, and you don't like it, but we do not live in a free country anymore. Do what the government says you must do, or you'll suffer the consequences.
I think you saw a grand preview of that on Tuesday. I think that's exactly.
But this is such a stupid argument that people are trying to make, because vaccinations for kids to go to school have been around since what, Doug, the 50s.
Have they been around to go to a grocery store or to work?
No, but we're talking about school. Now, let's talk about the school.
Okay, but we're talking about everything. We're talking about the military and Tyson
Foods. Well, no, I'm moving it. I want to move the focus to vaccinating young children. Because now I see on the other side of the coin this concerted effort on the part of the news media and public health organizations. This sort of a gang bang, if you'll pardon the crude reference here, on the public that doesn't want to or has questions about how this will affect young children. I'm not convinced that they have really explained to parents or to me, be concerned about my grandchild, that there isn't going to be.
If your grandchild wants to be a child, he's going to have to get the vaccine, Doug. This is what you're just saying to people.
But his grandson already has a million other vaccines, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold the court here for a second. I didn't even finish what I was saying. So the idea of getting a shot for your youngster, 5 to 11, I guess now is the age, and so the government says that you are authorized to get a shot for your child, or your child can get the child-sized dose of the vaccine, pretty much available all around the country. I'm not sure, and this is a question I've been asked of this lady, Dr. Walensky, who's the director of the CDC, what research has been done to protect these children, or to know that they're not going to have the heart problem? And, you know, we can, I hear that there isn't a problem among that many people. Okay, so where's the evidence for those who want to see the evidence? And I'm not sure that it's there. Frankly, there are parents who are rushing out now to make vaccine appointments for their children because the government says it's a good idea. At some
point
in time...
But the government says all the other vaccines that
everybody gets. I understand that, Victoria, but my point here is...
I'm just failing to see why this is so different.
Let me finish, please. The idea that the government is the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-important, all-driving... It's like we're not able to think these things through on ourselves. Government is thinking them.
But what made you choose to get three shots then?
Say again?
What made, if you're saying that there's no evidence.
Because
no, but
I'm
saying there's no, okay, well then how can, what's the difference? It's the same vaccine, but a much lesser dose. So what's the difference?
I'm confused. Okay, we know where Victoria is. She's all for the vaccines. You know where I am. I don't have a problem with the vaccines. I just don't like the government telling people what they should do because I don't think that Joe Biden knows better than you or me. I don't think Donald Trump knows better than you or me about what's appropriate for
him. But my question, there was a question to, then how about all the vaccines that you and I got, Jen, as kids? And
our parents got a chance to think it through. Our parents got a chance to decide what's appropriate. They decided whether or not to give us vaccines. There are plenty of kids. There are plenty of parents who have decided not to.
My mother thought
right,
about
but
it
they
at all.
School those kids.
But there are certain
not always.
But there are certain vaccines you have to have or else you can't go to school. We know that.
My question for Doug is how do you not line up with me where I say just make an educated choice for you?
I am lining up with you when it comes to children, not when it comes to
the military. But what about adults?
Adults, we have gone into, I made up my mind, and I haven't said.
And that's great.
That
I think that's awesome.
Jeepers crow, you guys. If you ask me a question, let me answer it, will you?
All right,
instead
go.
Instead of, I mean, I think what we see and hear here is the way that the society is frustrated by not having enough information and too much pounding from the government. I made up my mind on my own. I didn't need the government to tell me that I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it because I thought it was important for my family and the feelings, the secure feelings, especially my son who's about to, his wife's about to have a baby in a week or two. Those sorts of things made them comfortable. And so I wasn't uncomfortable getting the vaccine. Would I have gotten it if I didn't have that influence? Probably not, because I think my immune system is fine. But I did it because I thought it was good for everybody involved. I don't give a damn what the government says. I don't care that they think that it's important for me. I could care less what the government says. 19 past the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com/awards.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's 23 past the hour now on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug to go through a lot of the things. I'm disappointed at this, and I don't know. I'm not sure why. I think I like Jennifer Garner as a single person, for whatever the reason.
I just, you're very against her having a love life?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like...
What?
I think about her and how wonderful...
Really hot. Good for her.
She's been... Yeah. Well, I don't know this guy, John Miller, at all. Who's he? What's his story?
He's a CEO. He's a businessman. Not in the film industry. He is the CEO of Cali Burger Chains. So that's where that real comes from.
Is that a big thing?
What is it?
I've never heard of Cali Burger.
Well, big enough to catch her eye.
Yeah.
Jen, have you heard of Cali Burger?
Never. No.
But see, I don't want to think that she is like everybody else wearing these big rocks to impress everybody. She just doesn't come across to me.
This is not. Have you guys seen the ring? Because this is not an engagement ring. This story is sort of like it's trending in a weird way, but
yes,
it's definitely not an engagement ring.
So Jennifer Garner was doing an Instagram live with actress Judy Greer, and she took a sip of her tea, and it flashed a ring on quote unquote that finger, and it has everybody on the internet talking about, like, is she engaged? Rumors are swirling, but here's the thing too: whenever you're on Instagram live or you're doing anything, you typically use the front-facing camera. So this could be a reverse shot of her. That may not even be her left hand at the ring sign. That could likely be her right hand. Mm-hmm. But the internet is
a ring she bought for herself.
Or something that it just looks like it's a gold ring with some pearls on it. I don't know. It just looks like a ring that any woman would either inherit or buy for yourself.
And
if she had a huge rock from Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I would wear that rock around. Big rocks.
That guy does not mess around with the rings.
No.
That's for
Which brings me back around to how ridiculous it is to spend a lot of money on a rock. That's all it is. So what is?
Well, and half the time when they're really that big, the women don't even wear it. They just keep it at the house because they're afraid to wear it out in public, or they get replicas of the ring, so they're not even wearing their real ring. Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, there is no point to it. It's a waste of money. Men everywhere should revolt against the expectations.
Unless your lady
of women.
Wants one, because it's not about the man, it's about the woman.
So what does she give the man at engagement time? Let's say, what do you mean, please? Let's say that somebody really loves me and wants to marry me.
Some guys also get rings.
They do?
Some guys like wearing engagement rings themselves, absolutely.
Yeah.
That happens.
What do they look like? I've never seen a male engagement ring. What does it look
some
like?
Some have diamonds
in them.
What do they
want to look like?
Yeah, like a diamonds, band with diamonds in them.
Really?
Well, if that's what you want, then go ahead.
Sometimes they wear it on their pinkies like a soprano, you know.
Gross.
So, Jennifer, did you get Jeff a ring?
No.
For engagement time?
No.
No. Did you, Jay, did you get a ring for Ryan?
No, but as I remind him every day since last summer, I gave him a baby, so I'm good.
I didn't give Lewis a baby, but I've given him the gift of my personality. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the winner. That is the winner.
There we
present.
Go. Okay. Here's the story of a man who died of COVID, dissected in front of an audience, and people paid $500 to get in to see this. What in the world?
Yeah, this whole thing is so gross, and it's not even a COVID story. So this guy, he passed away, 98 years old. He wanted his body to be donated for medical research. So his family obliged, donates the body to medical research. Well, then somebody else who is partnered with where the body was donated ends up selling it. The body is purchased for upwards of $10,000 and then part of an Oddities and Curiosity Expo dissected in front of a live audience for $500 per person.
Good God.
The family finds out about it. A lawsuit is going to ensue. Oh, there's actually supposed to be another one in Seattle on Halloween, but because the fallout from this one in Oregon was so much, they were like, we're going to scrap this second dissecting.
Good heavens.
How is that legal? Wow, that's weird.
I'm giving my body for research, but I don't want it to be, unless they give me posthumously $500.
Yeah, you don't want that, you mean?
28 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The trial of Kyle Rittenhouse resumed on Monday in Wisconsin. Witness Gage Grosskreutz was forced to admit that he was pointing a loaded gun at Kyle Rittenhouse while Rittenhouse was on the ground before he got his arm blown off.
With your arms up in the air, he never fired, right?
Correct.
It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him, with your gun, now your hands down, pointed at him, that he fired, right?
Correct.
Grosskreutz lost his arm that night. Two others were shot dead. Los Angeles and Long Beach ports and surrounding neighborhoods continue to struggle with empty shipping container pileups. Officials at the ports reported some progress clearing containers at the terminals, but local police and neighborhoods continued to see trailers dumped into the streets. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Diabetes screening is now recommended at age 35 for overweight people.
Top health officials are now lowering the age for when some people should be screened for diabetes. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force saying screening should happen at age 35 for those who are overweight or obese. The CDC saying more than 34 million Americans have diabetes but don't know it. To check if you have diabetes, all you need to do is take a blood test. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands gathered outside Los Angeles City Hall Monday to protest the mandate for all city workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 18th. The vaccine requirements for city workers are meant to increase vaccination rates and stave off another deadly COVID-19 surge as the virus continues to circulate and the more transmissible Delta variant spreads. The group Firefighters for Freedom organized the rally dubbed a March for Freedom, saying it will be attended by firefighters, police officers, electrical workers, sanitation workers, and city government employees. Aerial video from Sky 5 showed a large crowd of people gathered in the area of 200 Main Street around 11 a.m., many carrying thin blue line and thin red line flags and signs including ones saying stop the mandate. Retired LAPD Detective Moses Castillo was attending the rally. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
After the hour now. This is the DJV program. Doug Jen, Victoria J here at the ready. The
you okay?
Well, I think we have to go back to what you were, the three of you were talking about.
Don't even know what we were just talking about.
Well, what I heard when I went downstairs to bring Daisy out for a pee was a continuation of the cadaver story.
Yeah, Jen had her own cadaver. Like, I just learned something about Jen that I never, ever knew in 5.5 years of knowing her.
It's a long time.
And it's crazy. Did you know that she had a cadaver?
Doug, a cadaver?
I didn't have a cadaver. I used like just kept it in her closet.
It didn't, like, live at home with me and sleep in bed.
Although a few of my boyfriends may have thought they were cadavers. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I thought for a while that I wanted to go into medicine, and I didn't want to commit to going to medical school because it was just very long. And so I decided I was going to think about doing, like, becoming a physician's assistant. And so I started some of the early classes, and one of the, like, more advanced anatomy class that I had to take, we had a cadaver. And it was pre-cut up, so it wasn't like I did the cutting myself on
pre-sliced.
A human.
Pre-sliced?
It was pre-sliced.
Like a hand.
And I, just to make it easier, I named him Abner, because, you know, he was Abner Cadaver. He was interesting.
Abner
he was an
cadaver.
Interesting guy. And he had been there a long time. A lot of people had looked over him. But
and
see, that's
add
what
the
I think
one,
of.
Add the one other detail for Doug.
The hair? There was, let's just say, because it's a family show, there was no hair on his body left anymore, but there was one hair, let's just say, towards the South Pole. That was just hanging out.
Like a Where's Waldo?
Life
you
and
can
times.
See it right away. You're like, because you just, you, there's no hair. And then all of a sudden,
I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner. All right, let's move on. And this will sober us all up quickly. There was an ABBA tribute show in Sweden yesterday, and a couple of people apparently fell off of the stage or something. I don't know. They fell. One fell out of a window. I don't get the what. They were looking at the show from up on the seventh floor of some building, and they fell off the seventh floor, and you can imagine nothing good came out of that. No foul play is suspected, but we were talking about
this
the album.
No joke. They died, right?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to beat it.
Yeah.
So they died.
No, they did. They're cadavers now. They can be used for experimentation. Mm. But anyway, I just, you know,
what
there were a lot
the
of people.
ABBA shows lately? It seems like nothing good comes from them.
Well, they don't
want to. Maybe that's why ABBA doesn't even show up.
Well, this is a, this is not, it's not, what do they call the they're not really there. They're holograms.
Avatars.
Right?
Avatars. Yeah, avatars. That's
avatars,
right.
Avatars, them too. Yeah, I don't know. Why would you want to go? That'd be all right to watch something like that on a video. Why would you pay good money to go see it, though? In a, that's an interesting phrase, isn't it? What's good money versus bad money? Why would you pay good money?
Money well spent versus money not well spent.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Speaking of money well spent, couple of items from the government, the government, the government. We should have a section of the program every day aimed at the government, and we can throw darts at the ball. The feds are going to ease the support for markets this month. This shows you how highly controlled our money supply is, that a group of people, small group of people that are supposedly experts in monetary policy, make decisions that affect the supply chain, the interest rate, all of these things for all of us. The Fed has been buying up because they can. This is one of those agencies of the government that you don't really understand. Is it really? It's kind of a quasi-governmental agency, but they control the purse strings of the Treasury. So they've been buying up billions and billions of dollars of asset purchases. They say will stimulate the economy and make borrowing easier to hold down long-term rates. I'm negotiating with a bank to put a mortgage on a piece of property that I have. And I was sitting with the president of the bank yesterday. He's explaining all these different programs. The federal government has this program for that, another program for something else. And then we started talking about all of the, he's got six compliance people. This is a small bank, has three, all it has is three offices. He's got six full-time people that do nothing but take care of government requirements for compliance. The government tells him to whom he can lend money and to whom he cannot lend money. And if he makes a loan that they review and don't like, they demand that it be called. And this is not the way private industry is supposed to work. And it all trickles uphill to the Fed because they control the money supply. So these guys, in this case, the bank got a lot of cash, so they don't have to borrow the money. But most banks take government money. When you borrow, they sell the paper to, you know, bonding companies. They sell it to bigger banks, or they just sell it on the open marketplace. And that's what brought the crash of 2009-2010, right? When everybody had so much extended that, you know, there was no, it was like a circle. And there was no end to the circle. Where did it start? Nobody knew. And where it ended, nobody went. And so it just people started calling notes. And that's happened in my lifetime two or three different times when the government just says, okay, we don't like these loans. You got to call them all. And it creates a recession. And so and that's because there's too much in my estimation anyway. I'm no policy expert, but I can tell you I got some common sense when it comes to these sorts of things. And the more you put the squeeze, the more you open the faucet, more water comes out. The more you close the faucet, less water comes out. So if there's available money and they get people to borrow money and then they charge a lower interest rate, and they've let too much money out in the system, and there's not enough interest to pay the costs of you using the money, then what happens? Well, I guess we made a mistake. We better get that money back again. And by the way, the money is just a figment of your imagination. There's no money anywhere. All it is a number on a piece of paper. You ever think about this? Stop to think about it? Mm-hmm. You know, you laugh, Victoria and me. I send you a check, you take a picture of it, and you deposit it in your bank account. Okay, I sent you a piece of paper, you take a picture of it, and that basically is it's a virtual piece of paper that gets sent into the bank, and they credit your account with whatever the amount of the check was. But do you ever actually see the money? You might write a check, or you might have somebody come into your account, you automatically pay your electric bill every month or whatever it is, and you just use, they come in and they, in essence, raid your account for the amount of money that you agreed to give them, but you never really see the money. Nobody ever sees the money. So is there really money? It's kind of like walking through the forest. If the tree falls and there's nobody there to hear it, does it make any noise? Is there really any money?
Well, that's why so many people like to invest in gold and silver, because it's something tangible that you can hold on to.
Hmm.
Right?
Well, I suppose.
Can I ask you a question about your banking?
Yes, you may. Right.
Because you're always talking about how you're sitting. But no, you're always talking about sitting with the president of the bank. When you say that, I visualize the Beverly Hillbillies. Like, do they see you driving in your pickup truck, and they're like, they sit down like... Mr. Mooney sits down.
He teases me all the time. He's a very good guy.
Does he talk about that?
He sees me driving in my pickup truck, and I park across the street from his office, so he's looking out his window. He stands up at
watching
his computer,
you.
And he's looking as I drive in. And I always take two spaces. I used to take two spaces because I have a big pickup truck, and it doesn't fit right into one space. So now I just do it to give him a little jazz. I purposely take up two spaces just so he'll give me some starch. What are you taking up two spaces? So, anyway, he's.
I don't even know if people work in my bank. Like, and you're always like, meeting with the president of the
Probably
bank.
At least one of them do.
Like, is there like a person? I haven't been inside of a bank office in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Is there really
a bank? Do everything
bank?
Through my app.
Yeah, of course. And there's no money. There's no money. It's just an app.
But there's really no money when you go into the bank. I have to go into the bank for my business and take deposits and stuff. And you don't see any money there either. You just bring checks and put them in and walk
if
right
I
out.
If I need cash for something, we have to get. So they tell me to call ahead. If you need more than $2,000 in cash, call ahead because we'll have to get it out of the vault. Or if it was more, and by the way, because. This is another kind of a weird reality, but I say this because, again, it shows you the impact of stupid government regulations. Because most of you know that I've told the story over the last 3 years, I'm building a cannabis grow facility on my farm, mostly to just pay off all the mortgages. I mean, make a few bucks, that'll be great, but it's to get rid of the mortgages. So, and to get a legitimate bank to loan you the money to build the building is impossible because all the banks are federally insured and the feds don't recognize marijuana and they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who are litigators, who are regulators, who tell the banks they actually watch. Like I had some of the expenses of the farm are covered by my agreement with the cannabis operator. So they would send me, they would transfer a certain amount every month into the account. And so it got flagged by the feds because they said, well, this is money that comes from a cannabis operation. Well, it wasn't money from the cannabis operation. It happened to be money that came from investors because we didn't have a cannabis operation going on at
the
time.
Do you know how stupid that is, though? Do you know how stupid that is?
Well, that's the point I'm making.
My cousin lives in Colorado, and she has worked for a weed store her like entire adult life, and she's actually gotten really good. She now goes around and consults grow facilities and like all of this stuff. But in the shops that she runs for years, even in Colorado when they made it legal for recreational use, she had to walk around, and she's a little tiny blonde thing. She would walk around with $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 in cash on her because they can't put them in the bank.
Put them in the bank.
It's really, it's why in California when we legalized recreational, I voted no on it, not because I'm against the recreational use of marijuana, but because of the way it was written and the fact that you're creating like this undermarket where they're trying to get tax dollars out of it, but it's a complete cash business where the banks aren't participating. It's the dumbest thing.
We have to, we had to design in the floor of the grow facility four safes in concrete to put the money in because you can't pay for the people could come to buy the stuff, can't pay for it with a check. Our DJV download every day, there's a podcast which features some of the important conversations that we've had on the program. For example, the podcast that's available right now at djvshow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcasts, starts with a conversation about China. Well, we always have lots of conversations about China technology trade, that sort of thing. The amount of money that was paid to Vanessa Bryant to settle the crash photo lawsuits. We also talked about the 24 virtual convention that's this Saturday. Have we found out where to get tickets easily yet for that? That was part of the discussion because you couldn't find tickets easily. Did you? Anybody find them?
I haven't looked beyond what yesterday. It was too frustrating.
Yeah, it was frustrating. I can't imagine. All the great stars of 24 are going to be there, but it doesn't seem easy. I'm going to try to get them because I'd like to participate. I'd like to see what's going on. I love the show. But if it's hard to get the tickets, well, let's see. We'll wait and see. And anyway, that's part of the discussion. Lots of things about food as well, giant retailers and the control of the retail industry. All of these conversations at djvshow.com. And you can get the program in its entirety all through the day. The program of that day, you can listen to the whole thing at djvshow.com. And the podcasts are available free wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280. 5280.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-603-0192. 800-603-0192. 800-603-0192. That's 800-603-0192.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health with his focus on research and understanding what people need to know about important questions that they have. There are individual questions that usually have ramifications on a lot of us, especially all the questions about COVID. And that's what is not only a part of our DJV Health program. We have a podcast that has Dr. Ken in it. From Late Cardiology Research News, the most recent one, focus on the FDA approving the booster shots, and then the discussion about whether children should get them, that sort of thing. The flu is on the rise, so should you get a flu shot, that sort of thing. We also have an in-depth discussion about the different tests that are needed for travel. So I think that's the first question that we have here, Ken, in questions for you. The government has released updated vaccination testing rules for foreign travelers, and it's supposed to take effect on November the 8th. You're supposed to provide full proof of COVID vaccination, and also with shots that are approved by the World Health Organization. So what shots are not? Is it just Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J, and that's it? Is there anything else that you know of that can be used for to have the same result, same protection, so that one can travel?
Well, you know, you have to get an FDA. Those are the three shots right now in America that are approved to be given, and this could change any moment. But, you know, you would have to, I would imagine, get an approved shot that's approved for use in America.
Mm-hmm. Right. Then you're safe, much as anything else. By the way, our podcast.
I would, first of all, right now, if you want my humble opinion,
I do.
I would be looking at one of the mRNA vaccines. If you've never been vaccinated, you know, go with the Pfizer or the Moderna. If you had the Johnson & Johnson before, you know, I would get a second dose if it's with one of the mRNA vaccines.
Questions linger.
It's been at least 2 months away.
Okay. Questions linger about immune have talked a lot about immune systems in youngsters, and maybe we should be a little more reflective if they have a strong immune system. Moderna is saying that their vaccine shows a strong immune response in children. So would you recommend Moderna over Pfizer for children? You've been reserved at suggesting that all children should get it. So what about then Moderna over Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson for the vaccine for youngsters 6 and older?
Well, J&J is not out there as a choice, but you put the choices there, and there really hasn't been a head-to-head trial, and you know this is early, and there's really no recommendation to answer that question. You know, that's a question on a case by case basis. There's no data yet to answer that.
Okay, why would COVID deaths at meat plants be higher than the rest of the average? There are about 60,000 workers in various big meat plants like Tyson Foods and Smithfield. These are companies that are my political, I don't know if it's a political statement, it's a reality statement. The Chinese government owns Smithfield. Cargill, all these huge corporations, these agribusinesses have had terrible, terrible, terrible results as to protecting the people who work in these plants. So what is there about that scenario? Is it the close-in environment? There are other factors that might, why, I guess, the meatpacking plants versus, let's say, General Motors. What's the different environment, you know?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, I don't know about the healthiness of meatpacking workers. I mean, are they, we need to study them. Are they more obese than the general population? Do they have more additional illnesses than the rest of the population? I think the conclusion has been that there's more of it than was originally thought.
Yes.
And whether, you know, this is really more than other compared to General Motors factory, I don't know. I haven't seen that comparison.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, well, the conditions in these packaging plants are really horrible when you consider, and then you think we're going to eat the stuff that comes out of there. That's a consideration. That's something to think about as well. You can listen to the podcast of DJV Health at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus for being here as usual on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.